There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Entrepreneurs and inventions, all the focus, along with usually some pretty good conversation, courtesy of John Cremins and Akos Jankura when he's here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. Today, we will meet later on Joseph Berto, who has a snake and rake and snake and fork. Oh, no, it's a shake.
Shake. It's the shake and rake.
The H became an N for me. The shake and rake. What the heck is that?
I put it, made it bigger font and everything for you.
Oh, you stop that.
Well, you wanted it. I just did what you asked me to do.
I can read it. I just ran, I somehow made the H an N.
Maybe you're thinking of shake and bake there, Doug.
That could be. Right. Yeah. That's for breakfast. Put that around with the apple. We'll shake and bake the apple. So what do we have to look forward to with this, John?
This is actually rather interesting because I see it being used several ways, not just at the golf course where, you know, you can shake out, you know,
clubs. Come on, this is not another golf course thing, is it?
No, it could be both. I mean, it could be anything. It could be if you're sifting through sand. Maybe you're looking, you know, maybe it's for your yard, or maybe it's like a garden area or something. You can kind of sift out all the big clumps. It's different. It's a different kind of invention.
All right. So we'll find out more in about a half hour from now with Mr. Joseph Berto. What did we do yesterday with the stopper buddy, the thing used for a tub insert? How'd that work out?
He ended up at 86%.
All right. So far this week, the leader is John Keeter, who had the Magna Clip for the towels that you would use in several different applications. All right.
And he had like 92% thumbs up.
Yeah, right. We have, don't forget, the Dream Big America contest for last week. You can vote until tomorrow at noontime for the three contestants there to put them over the top so that whoever it is that wins last week will have one more contest this week, this Friday, and then we'll put all three of the winners for the month of February on the air on the 27th, and we'll give them a lot of prizes and help them along with their business. Have you ever actually Googled the term inventors?
Inventors? No, yeah. Actually, you know what? I haven't.
Yeah,
I can only honestly say that. I've never done that.
Well, I think that it's worthy of some attention. There are all kinds of, you can think of big and you can think of little. When it comes to inventions, I think a lot of people, for example, thinking about the steam locomotive, who was the person who figured out that you could put a tank onto a chassis that had wheels on it that were on tracks? You could fill up the tank with water and cook it, in essence, heat it, boil it, and the steam from that process would move these wheels down the track and carry tremendous amounts of weights with it. Wait, I mean, think about that. What mind figured that out?
Especially back then, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And well, you go back to the first original invention is the wheel. I think that's what most people think. The first invention was the wheel. People say, well, no, that was the first invention was fire. No, that wasn't an invention. That was a discovery. And therein lies a very interesting discussion.
Here you go. It's Richard Trevecik.
Trevecik.
He created the first full-scale working railroad steam locomotive back in 1804.
Where? He wasn't an American.
In the United Kingdom.
Yeah, it's a Brit.
I've got William Murdoch, a Scottish inventor who built the prototype in 1784.
Yeah, but this guy actually built the first full-scale.
This guy's story idea.
Yeah, Richard Trevecik, right.
Yeah.
Kind of like the first cars. Mr. Daimler built the first car, but Henry Ford took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
So even though the Daimler, Mercedes Daimler, was really the first car, the first mass-produced car, was the Ford, and so Henry Ford gets all the credit for being the first automaker when, in fact, he did not design or build the first car.
Richie, you see this where George Stephenson is actually like the inventor of the steam locomotive engine for railways?
No, I didn't get that far yet.
Is it Stephenson or Stevenson?
Well, it looks like one guy built on another guy's invention and built on another one to make it more practical. It's like some inventions come out and you go, wow, boy, that would really work. But then what am I going to do with it? Uh-huh. And so then you had to take some other people that have the same, are of like minds, and all of a sudden say, well, wait a minute, I could take that and I can use it for this. Or I could take that steam engine and I could use it to mill corn. I could use that steam engine to do other things, in maybe plow your field or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, you build on one idea and you just take a bunch of, you know, brilliant people that have great, you know, just people that are able to take an invention and move it on forward. This is kind of cool.
Well, I think that if you follow along a lot of these things, the Industrial Revolution created the movement, if you will, pardon the pun, the emphasis and the ability for us to do and live as we do today. And it was a collaboration of hundreds, if not thousands, of minds, people getting together. Who's to say, I mean, think about how much change there's been, even in our lifetime, to the things that we use to make our lives easier. But go back to after the Civil War, like 1870s, 1880s.
Go back further than that. Go to Da Vinci.
Go to?
Da Vinci.
How so?
Da Vinci was one of the greatest inventors of all time.
Yeah, but yeah. They weren't put to practical use. I'm in the Industrial Revolution. Gosh, what I'm saying is the all these ideas came to fruition and people put them to practical use.
Well, think about this. Okay, this is what, the 270th birthday of Italian physicist Alessandro Volta. You know what he created?
Like the voltage meter.
No, he created the first battery.
Okay, well, I had something to do with voltage.
But see, that's kind of cool. I mean, think about that. 270 years later, his battery now is so much more perfected by people of like minds that have come in and they've said, okay.
But how did he come up with it? Going on in his mind that said, let's put acid and metal together, encase them, and put an electric charge to it, and it will then give you in return charge? You charge the battery.
And what did he use it for? They didn't even have Walkman back then.
Well, no, he created like the electrophorus. He created, I think it was the electrophorus, which was, you know, a generator that does static electricity. You've seen those before, right? Those static electricity balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he actually discovered that.
Oh, yes, I think I have seen. I think I have one of them on my bureau at home, as a matter of fact.
Oh, at the Tampa Bay Lightning at the stadium, the Amalie Arena, when they score a goal, they have these huge electrical generators that shoot static electricity out about 15, 20 feet from the center.
Mm.
It's like a Tesla coil, right?
And so, what could possibly go wrong with that?
It's right by where ACOS and I sit at the hockey games. And it's literally, you know, I don't know, 40, 50, 60 feet away.
That, as an aside, that makes no sense to me. How do you have a hockey team with any credibility in a place like Tampa?
It's the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Ah, it doesn't make any sense. They're having, like, in L.A.
We won the Stanley Cup down here.
It doesn't make any difference. It's a lousy place to have a hockey team because it's warm all the time.
But they're packed.
It doesn't compute.
You wouldn't believe how many. I mean, they literally are packed every
year. Think of all the Canadians that moved down to Florida, Doug.
Yeah. Well, yeah, look at there's ACOS, for heaven's sakes. Yeah. Where all the people from the Northeast that love hockey, they moved down here.
All right, so let's go back to the Industrial Revolution and all of the things that we have today that we've improved on. But most of what we have, with the exception of the computer, came about as a result of the Industrial Revolution. Mobility, for example. The way we build our homes. And like the Empire State Building was built at, I think it was 1890, something or 1888, 1890, somewhere in there. They had just figured out how to mass produce steel and use that as a way to hold buildings together. When you think about the impact of that and the number of buildings that were built in the 1880s and the 1890s as the Industrial Revolution began, think about who it was that figured we could weld this stuff together. We can make it in a steel plant and we can weld it together, or even making steel. Who was it that came up with the idea of taking what is, in essence, dirt out of the ground, iron ore, and cooking it and having it become strong and in essence, steel. Who came up with that idea?
I think that would be Henry Bessemer back in the mid-1850s. He created the technique to mass-produce steel.
But what made him think about it? How did he come up with that idea? I mean, isn't that fascinating for you to kind of, am I the only one who thinks that's fascinating? How does a guy wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to make steel?
It's always some necessity.
Yeah. Or by accident.
Well, you had to create a better sword. You had to create a better sword. You think about that. I mean, I think that goes even further back than the 1850s. I mean,
make swords? Yeah, that's a good point. They put them in the, the equivalent was of a blacksmith shop. They put it into the fire.
In the third millennium BC, copper metallurgy was invented. Yeah. So they used copper like an ornamentation. Bronze was used in the second millennium BC. The invention of steel and iron, when iron and coal combined properly, was the 13th century BC.
Yeah.
That's a long time. I guess, they were always looking for better materials, right? Mm-hmm. They couldn't just use limestone all the time to build their temples or whatever. They had to come up with something that would last a little bit longer.
Yeah. I just think it's fabulous for us to take the time to contemplate. And who knows, among the group of the people that we've had on this program last week, last month, last year, is there anybody in there that's going to rise to the status of some of these inventors that would be in the Inventors Hall of Fame? We can only hope and wish and pray. If you have something that's going on with you that you'd like to vet, you think it's a great idea, you need to go to mycoolinventions.com and submit an idea, or go to dreambigamerica.us and submit your idea so we can check it out and see if we can get you on the radio. 18 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy? How do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges? My chances of winning the lottery and toner?
Guaranteed. No way guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Make on budget happen. Make best prices happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Past the hour on the My Cool Inventions radio program with John Cremins. Akos is making his way back from the Great White North, right?
Actually, yeah, I think he's on. He's heading on his way to McCarran Airport. McKellen? No, not McKellen.
McCarran is in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's in Las Vegas. Yeah, yes, whatever the airport is there in Toronto.
And then this guy over here in the other corner, Doug Steffen.
Ah, yes, Michael Inventions, 24 after the hour. We are focused on inventors and I find it fascinating, this whole concept. And John, you're getting to know me. Richie knows that I'm a very curious fellow. And when I latch onto something, I sort of stay with it. And as this has become an important part of my broadcast day and yours, too, I hope there have been a lot of great things that have come for you and ACOS and for the people who participated in this over the past few years. And I certainly see the potential of this. One of the reasons that I get excited about it is because it brings out the best in people, I think, for the most part. And so if we can inspire people, I don't know how. See, I keep digging and digging and digging. I'm looking back in history to try to figure out how all of this got started and what motivates people to come up with ideas. And I think that most of it goes back to, at least from what I see, to when you were young. Are you curious? And if you are, what have you, you know, we all laugh about the science experiment. We all did a science. We all went to the science fair. We all did some kind of thing that blew up in the garage or out in the front lawn, right? I mean, didn't you do something like that when you were a kid?
No, I did all kinds. I experimented with everything when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. I took apart radios and I did things back and forth.
Right. Oh, I used to take engines apart. I couldn't remember putting them back together again.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I actually repaired all my cars when I was a kid. I dropped an engine in. I put a new rear end in.
Really?
How did you learn how to do that? Just by doing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Yeah. I mean, literally, and just watching what I was doing and, you know, and trying to, because it wasn't like, you know, my son, my oldest son, who's, you know, going into electrical contracting and stuff, mm-hmm. he watches, you know, he goes on YouTube, he figured out how to fix his iPhone 3. So he figured out how to fix the screen. He went on and watched these videos that, you know, people doing it. And then he learned
from that. Can you help me fix my screen? I can't get back to Google Chrome.
He did everything. I mean, he knows how to fix iPhone 5s, iPhone 4s. I mean, and he learned it all just from watching a video. Now, back when you and I were kids, we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have the internet to teach
us. We had books that would tell us how to. I remember the old mechanics journals that you used to be able to get that would tell you how to fix this thing or how to look at that thing.
Yeah.
But the reason that I talk about children or younger people is because many of those who developed as adults into inventors, people who discovered things. Again, I think inventing and discovering are two different things. But the light was lit when they were younger, when they were encouraged to do things that were different. Today, we tell everybody to conform. And we pride ourselves. Everybody's got the same things on their iPad, their iPhone. They visit the same sites. They do basically the same things, Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook. There's nobody that's, other than the discoverers or creators of some of these sites, there's nobody really leaping out. There's nobody jumping out of the box. And that's really what will slow us down here. So the focus on this program and with us, especially I'm saying this from my point of view, is to try to have some of these people think back. Maybe we'll ask Mr. Berto this. When did he first feel like he was a contributor or creator of something? Was it when he was a teenager? Was it when he was 20 or 30? But when did you first try to do so? I remember trying to build a specialized bike out of wood when I was about 7-8 years old. I was trying to build a bicycle out of wood.
Really? Well, yeah. What were you going to do for the wheel?
I was going to try to make round wheels, find round wood, and I don't know what it is. I was 7 years old.
Now. Yeah, they have cardboard bikes now.
Yeah. 28 past the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Insight Daily Radio. New York Times bestselling author Allison Pataki follows up on her critically acclaimed debut novel with the little-known and tumultuous love story of Cici, the Austro-Hungarian empress and captivating wife of Emperor Franz Joseph. We spoke with her about this newest historical novel, The Accidental Empress.
Cici was plucked from obscurity and from this very sheltered kind of provincial upbringing at the age of 15 when she is chosen by the emperor of the Habsburg Empire to become his bride, to become his empress. And so suddenly she goes from this very sheltered childhood into being arguably the most powerful woman in the world. And one of the stories that really struck me was when she arrived to Vienna as the young bride to marry Emperor Franz Joseph. She arrived in the city and there were images of her everywhere. There had been royal portraitists recreating her image. And so everyone in the city knew what she looked like before she had set foot in the city. And so she's thrust into this immediate notoriety and celebrity. And because she was this very charismatic and beautiful woman, young woman, girl, she attracted even more attention. And so something I thought of Princess Diana a lot throughout this process, just the way she immediately became this instant celebrity. And really, in many ways, Cici was the first global celebrity. So everybody from the French to the British to the Americans to the Russians to the Persians knew about Cici and kind of thought of her as this celebrity.
That's author Allison Pataki on her new historical novel, The Accidental Empress. Insight Daily Radio.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with John Cremins from My Cool Inventions. Akos Dantura is a regular contributor here, as is Mr. McFadden. Once in a while, Zach pipes up as well. We have a lot of interesting ideas, a lot of interesting people. The most interesting people are the ones who come in here with ideas that want to be able to sell those ideas. And thus we have the shake and rake and shake and fork. I want to have some pork chops nearby.
No, it's not that kind of fork.
I know it's not, but just
because you never be able to get it in your mouth and keep shaking.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, let's have you introduce Mr. Berto.
All right.
And let's see where we go with today's invention. This may be the start of something big.
I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, this is something that I see multiple uses for. Now, I know the original use on this was for sand traps and trying to get impediments out of sand that, you know, you have to, kind of sift through to be able to get. But I'm thinking, you know, this could be something that could be used in a, like a home garden. Maybe you're trying to get rid of all the rocks and the pebbles and all the other things. There's a lot of interesting, I think, uses for this. And let's bring Joseph in because I want to talk to him a little bit about the shake and rake. And Joseph, thanks for joining us here today on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Hey, good morning. I'm really glad to be here.
Yeah, I mean, Joseph, when I first saw this, I mean, I saw the uses it can be used for in a golf course, and I've been in sand traps that have all kinds of junk in there that need to be brought out, and it's kind of, I would assume it's very difficult to do. You'd have to use a rake or something. But, I mean, couldn't this be used for, like, a gardener or somebody that's trying to, you know, get rid of rocks and impediments in their soil?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. I know that you were at the golf industry show there in Florida, and we exhibited the shake and rake there some years back. But that actually was a secondary use for the rake. It was originally invented for use on horse stalls for horse bedding. to be able to separate the bedding from the manure. That was the initial use of it. And then we migrated into the golf industry after the Gulf oil spill, which is where we really got our feet wet, so to speak, sifting sand.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because I know that when they had the big BP oil spill here in the Gulf, and that contaminated pretty much a lot of the Gulf, they had asked for inventors to come up with ideas to help solve this problem, right, and try to get, you know, whether it's the contamination of the sand or whatever, to be able to do that. We know another inventor that had, part of his was on capping the well when it was leaking. So what was yours? I mean, how did they find you?
Well, there was the irony of it. It wasn't that BP was looking for inventors. In fact, inventors came out of the woodwork to offer their solutions, and some of them were ridiculous and some of them were functional. And in my pitch, I talk a little bit about it, but there were something in the neighborhood of 80,000 backyard inventors that came up with an unbelievable amount of ideas to be able to sift the sand. And we were probably, I spent a solid 2 months. Every single day was my job trying to somehow get my product in front of BP, and it turned out to be extraordinarily difficult just because of the volume of submissions. Yeah. But ironically, eventually we got a phone call, and they were so desperate looking for something that they said, you know, does your product really work? And if it does, we want to try one. And we flew back there, and I was a consultant and worked back there for almost a month. It was quite an amazing experience in the end.
Now, did you mass produce these then so that people could use them all along the Gulf Coast?
We did. We started producing very rapidly, or as rapidly as we could, but nobody could anticipate going from, you know, a couple of hundred units to 1,000 units required in 45 days. And unfortunately for us, during that 45 days, they were able to cap the well, thankfully, and all orders were canceled. And so initially it looked like it was going to be a tremendous benefit to us, but in the end it turned out to be difficult. But that was the catalyst for saying, okay, I've got 1,000 of these rakes now. What other industry can I bring them into that will utilize the sifting function of our screen basket? And the golf courses and the USGA were the ones that provided that inspiration for that particular use.
Okay, well, let's explain what this looks like. I know because there are some people that are listening to the show that are probably driving around in their car right now. They don't have the chance to go to Mike Cullen mentioned and see what it looks like. Explain what the shaker rake looks like.
Well, it's if you could imagine a shovel type device, something that has a 4 foot long pole on it, and then some sort of a basket or pan or something on the end of it. That would be the easiest thing to imagine. Everybody's familiar with that. Now, a manure fork would have the 4 foot long pole, and then it has a tined basket. So you have this piece on the end that's about 18 inches square that are tines that are about 5/8 of an inch apart. What we did is took that basket and we introduced a screen to it, or we attached a screen to it. The trouble is, when you manually or physically try to shake sand, the capillary action of sand particles is so strong that you physically can hardly shake it apart. In other words, it takes an enormous amount of physical effort to try to break apart the attraction properties of sand. So we found we were better off to somehow try to motorize it, do something to introduce a vibration or a shake or something like that. And the 2 years that was involved in the inventing was necessary, one, because you can't vibrate apart sand or manure for that point, because if you do, it simply will break the manure apart or the sand apart, and you would lose what it is you're trying to capture. But the second thing is weight, right? You add batteries, you add a trigger, you add a motor, you add electronics, you add all this stuff, and suddenly you've got a 5-pound tool.
I would also imagine it would be difficult to clean. I mean, if you're going to use it for, you know, in a horse stall,
yeah,
you clean it with all the electronics and everything. I mean, I guess it would have to be weatherproof, right, or waterproof.
Yeah, it is, and it had to be really simple. I guess that's the biggest thing. If you couldn't introduce a lot of moving parts that were going to be exposed, that would be subject to, you know, to dirt problem or sand problem and manure or whatever. So for your listeners, what you essentially then have is a grip with a variable speed trigger on one end. That would be, say, where your right hand goes, and then the four-foot-long pole with the wires running through it. And then on the other end, you have a lever and a motor and a planetary gearbox that slowly reciprocates and makes the tines move up and down, providing a shaking motion that is very, very similar to what you try to do by hand. But instead of shaking at a maximum of about 3 times a second that a human being can physically agitate, it'll shake up to 30 times a second.
All right.
And so it can conceivably be 10 times faster to hold your arm still and squeeze the trigger and let the fork do the work.
This well, man knows he's very convinced and convincing here.
What do you think?
As he's
what do you
described
think,
it. Well, I think it's certainly what gets my attention is when he talks about manure. Because I'm a farmer and I'm confronted with manure all the time. And although this is more for calves and for horses than it would be for mature cows to clean up, but it's still listening to it. There's that wonderful thing called the imagination goes to work because you are good at painting a word picture, and I think that's to your credit.
All right, let's let Joseph pitch his product, and then we'll give you a minute to pitch it, and then we might have some questions for you after that, Joseph, okay?
Sure, thanks.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. And as you're listening in your car, if you can pull over, you can text on your smartphone. You can text to the number 22333. If you like the pitch, give us a thumbs up and put thumbs up in your text to the number 22333, or you can put thumbs down in your text as well. Or just go to our website at mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote button. It'll take you to the vote page, and you can see the invention, but then you can also vote for it right there. So, Joseph, if you're ready, let's do this thing.
Do you have any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Imagine being able to sanitize a sandbox, sift the bedding in a horse stall, or clean sand a sandball volleyball court, all without manual agitation. Our new Equity brand of hand tool allows you to do those tasks and more. Remember the Gulf oil spill? Millions of pea-sized droplets of oil needed to be removed from the beach sand. There were 80,000 backyard inventors that submitted their ideas, and of those, only 12 were incorporated into the beach cleaning effort, and one of them was our Equity Shake and Rake. Available in a manual version, they are also built with an auto-sifting function. You heard it right. Now it is not necessary to manually agitate a sifting rake. Just squeeze our variable speed trigger, and a powerful motor driven by lithium-ion rechargeable batteries will sift sand as fast as you can scoop it up. But wait, there's more. An optional basket without a screen.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
You know what, Doug? This is going to be the first time you're going to hear me say this.
Yeah.
That the fact that he couldn't get in the final part of this, the call to action.
Yeah.
I knew he was getting to it. But I would have waited for it. If I were a shark or I was an investor or someone, I'm already interested. I mean, he's given me all the reasons why I should be interested, especially the fact that he got picked out of 80,000 invention to be only of 11 that got picked.
That's sort of what we were talking about earlier in the hour, is to inventions that are around and how you come up with them and when you come up with them. So, we can give him the chance now.
Yeah. So Joseph, go through the ending of this. I want a call to action. I want you to tell me where I can get it, how much it's going to cost me, where to go, and that would have probably wrapped it up pretty good for you because you already had me. You grabbed me and my attention with your pitch. I mean, you actually did. You set up the problem. You set up the solution. You gave an interesting and actually a very gripping example of why this thing is why your invention is very important and why you should be interested in it. So I that would have piqued my interest right there. You would have got me in the elevator. I would have gone, what? But then if the door shut, you didn't tell me where to buy it.
Yeah, right.
That would be like, you give me this great pitch and I'm all excited about it. All of a sudden you get out of the elevator and you forgot to give me a card.
Yeah, make you want to hear more.
So tell me, how much does it cost? And also tell our listeners too, where they could get one of these if they could.
Well, it's important to note that our shake and rakes are made here in the USA, and they have a long warranty. They've been proven in actual use for years, and our five-star user reviews at Equity Manufacturing or EquityMFG.com will say it better than anything we can tell you today. They cost about $200, and you can visit EquityMFG.com for more information on how to stop shaking and start saving.
Wait, $200?
If you go to buy a DeWalt hand drill,
okay,
made by DeWalt with lithium-ion batteries and a planetary gearbox, a variable speed trigger,
okay,
that hand drill will cost you around $200. There's a lot of technology involved.
Well, that's true.
That's with millions of those hand drills sold. We're a small home-based business here in Oregon, and we're selling at the same price point as DeWalt.
Wow.
So, in fact, it's a tremendous value to people. And if you're cleaning horse stalls, for example, you will save in time and bedding over $1 per stall. So if you clean 20 stalls a day, in 10 days you've paid for this product.
All right. I guess I kind of understand that too. I mean, it's the cost of the electronics. It's the cost of the mechanism, right? That drives the price of this up, right?
Yeah. And another important point is the next price point for cleaning sand. Like if you have a sand volleyball court, the next powered product is over $10,000. So
really?
You have our $89 manual rake, or you have a $10,000 walk-behind Briggs & Stratton powered rake, or you can spend $200 and have a hand tool that will do the job for you.
How do we vote?
Do we vote?
Let's vote.
I want you guys to vote on this because I think this is a very interesting product and invention. Go to MyCoolInventions.com, hit the vote button. You can vote there, or you can text to the number 22333. Already, you need to vote. You can text the number 22333 and put thumbs up or thumbs down.
Several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get pre-finished oak hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4 inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs, and the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant.
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Let Aldi help your family eat fresh, better-for-you meals without breaking the bank. Registered dietitian Elizabeth Ward has some tips.
The Aldi Advisory Council is a group of registered dietitians that believes shopping smarter at the grocery store makes it easier to put healthy meals on the table at home. At Aldi, you can stock up on affordable, high-quality, fresh produce, fresh cuts of meat, Simply Nature organic products, and Live G-free, gluten-free foods, all while saving up to 50% over other traditional grocers.
Eat healthy,
easily and conveniently.
Pack your pantry with essentials from Aldi like Live G free gluten-free wraps, Fit and Active oven roasted turkey breasts, and Simply Nature organic baby spinach for a fresh midday meal. You don't have to sacrifice great taste for healthy eats. With fresh ingredients, cooking at home can be easy, fun, and cost-friendly.
Find more healthy and delicious family-friendly recipes at Aldi.us. Savings based upon a price comparison of comparable products sold at leading national retail grocery stores.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine. There are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Federal judge makes a decision, the White House says it will appeal. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The Obama administration is moving to appeal a federal judge's order halting the president's executive actions on immigration. The Texas judge put a temporary stay on the orders, which aimed to shield millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation. The judge ruled the administration did not go through the appropriate procedures, and some Republicans accused the president of executive overreach. President Obama begs to differ with all of that.
I'm confident that it is well within my authority and the tradition of the executive branch's prosecutorial discretion to execute this policy, which will help us make our borders safer.
While the appeal is filed by the Department of Justice, the White House said it will comply with the judge's order, which means a delay in accepting applications for deportation relief. Last night, a roundtable discussion was held on the topic of immigration reform by the mayors of several cities and towns in New Jersey. The mayor of Newark, Riles Baraka, voicing his support for the president's executive actions.
There are folks who have benefited from earlier immigration policies who are now trying to lock the door for other people to come into this country as well. And we think that that is wrong.
Many of the mayors said their towns would benefit from allowing undocumented immigrants to prosper and emerge from the shadows. Newark is going a step further and plans to issue city ID cards in the near future. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel.
Offer ends 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, some modest gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 28 points to 18,047. NASDAQ up by 5 points. S&P climbing 3 points. Millions of people in the southern and eastern parts of the country in cleanup and warm-up mode today after a fierce winter storm closed federal buildings, schools, and roads yesterday. New England, which has been hit with a relentless series of storms over the past month, got a break with this system, but the Midwest, the South, and the East were all hit hard. Temperatures fell to single digits in many northern areas, wind chills well below zero, with another Arctic blast expected tomorrow into Friday. Closing notes, let's start with something you might call A-Rod's Greatest Hits. December 16, 2007, CBS's 60 Minutes, Katie Couric interviewing Alex Rodriguez of the Yankees.
For the record, have you ever used steroids, human growth hormone, or any other performance-enhancing substance?
No.
Fast forward to February of 2009, Alex on ESPN.
I did take a banned substance, and, for that, I'm very sorry.
There were more denials and admissions after that, too many to count, and that brings us to yesterday, with A-Rod issuing an apology to the Yankees, to Major League Baseball, and to the fans for what he calls, quote, mistakes that led to my suspension for the 2014 season, end quote. Rodriguez did not deliver this apology in a televised interview, nor at a news conference facing reporters, but rather in a handwritten note addressed to the fans. I have printed out A-Rod's note. Have it right here, and we'll now put it where it belongs. There you go. Appropriate, I think, since Alex Rodriguez doesn't have a shred of credibility. Finally, as we wrap it up on a happy note, let's wag our collective tails for the new top dog on USA Cable last night. The big moment at the annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show at Madison Square Garden, New York City.
My choice for the best in show is the Beagle.
Only the second Beagle ever to be named Best in Show.
Miss P.
Did they say Miss P?
Miss P from Canada.
So excited was Miss P, she almost turned her name into a verb right there on the floor. Congratulations from all of us. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Why do you want to fight? What are you fighting for?
The power of a king.
Vikings is back on history.
Tomorrow, we are Tartarus.
I want his head.
Bring these disputes to an end.
He betrays me.
No one can help you.
We fight.
That's how we win. And that is how we die.
Vikings. New season premieres tomorrow at 10, 9 central on History.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.